SBS Radio.
Yes, Nitsa, that's quite a considerable amount of money, and it's all being directed to helping establish and build security facilities for the Jewish communities in Sydney, predominantly in Wentworth, which is in Sydney's east. $1.685 million of that money will go to the Community Security Group to establish and strengthen its command and control centres, while more than $500,000 will go to individual institutions like schools and synagogues to upgrade their own facilities with things like CCTV cameras. The funding, which is predominantly for sites in Wentworth, is in addition to money already provided through the government's Safer Communities Fund. The critical point is the funding will take place by the government regardless of the result of the Wentworth by-election. This was announced by the Liberal candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, who of course is a former Australian ambassador to Israel. Now, he said that what this funding will do is improve and better protect the Jewish community and its institutions in the area, and it's in a response to identified community needs. The Australian Jewish News understands the community has been seeking more than $3 million for much-needed security upgrades. Mr. Sharma said that while the $2 million is not the entirety that the Council for Jewish Community Security is seeking, he will certainly be looking at the whole entire body of requests over time, but he said he wanted to get this announcement done quickly in recognition of the quite acute needs of the community.
Shane, I believe also the Victorian community has been promised money, funding from the, I think from the opposition, isn't it?
From the government and the opposition, because in Victoria there's must be election season, there's a election, state election as well in the pipeline, so all the promises are starting to come out. So to kick it off, member for Southern Metropolitan Region, Philip Deli-Dukas, announced that Habonim Dror and Shalem Alechem will receive almost $200,000 for repairs and amenity improvements to Habo House, and the overhaul was one of four Jewish community initiatives which secured more than $400,000 in funding from the Andrews Labor government's Pick My Project initiative, and some organisations that are part of that to benefit will be Yeshiva Beth Rifkin Colleges, the Lamb Courtesy Bus for Zionism Victoria to provide transport to Beth Weitzman. Meanwhile, the Liberal member for Caulfield, David Southwick, joined the Liberal candidate for Bentley, Asher Judah, at Etz Chaim Progressive Synagogue to announce grants of $300,000 to local Jewish community organisations from a Matthew Guy Liberal government if elected.
And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And Shane, I have to welcome you back from your world trip. I hope you had a fantastic time. You came and landed straight into the news, local news and international news, and international news that has impact on, I think, world policies is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley steps down as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah, so she's been really the face of the Trump administration's strong stances in support of Israel. She's resigned as ambassador last week, and she's a former Republican governor of South Carolina, and she served as the UN ambassador since the beginning of the Trump administration. So it's quite a big loss. Haley responded that the United States is now respected again on the world stage while listing tackling anti-Israel bias as one of her top accomplishments. She said, they get it when the president says he means business. She added, if you look at the anti-Israel bias and the strength and courage the president showed in moving the embassy, the U.S. embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And news from Israel also affect a community here. There were terrible news last week. Two young people were murdered, and their community here actually reacted.
Yes, that's right. So the incident was at a place called Barkan in central Israel on Sunday, which claimed the lives of a 28-year-old and a 35-year-old Israelis. The suspected perpetrator, Ashraf Walid Suleiman Nahalawa, was 23-year-old, a West Bank Palestinian, who is believed to have been employed at this place.
This Kim, she left an 18-month-old baby. She just kissed him goodbye, left him at the daycare in the morning, went to work. And this guy that was working with her, he was working as an electrician, suddenly came around and shot her. Impossible for us to understand it. To understand that Australian Jewish leaders actually had something to say about it.
Yeah, they were very shocked, obviously, by this and just the circumstances you've explained. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin said, "We're appalled and saddened by the horrific murders of two Israelis by, in his words, a Palestinian terrorist." He added, "The park provides jobs for 4,000 Palestinian workers who receive the same rates of pay and enjoy the same conditions as their Israeli co-workers." And he said the reaction of some ordinary Palestinians in handing out sweets to celebrate the slaying of civilians and the handsome Palestinian Authority pension that awaits the perpetrator are a damning indictment of the Palestinians, a glorification of violence, he said.
Yeah, just think about the young guy that was murdered, I mean, 35-year-old, Ziv Hajibi, and he left three young children and a wife. That's just terrible.
And the Zionist Federation of Australia President Danny Lamb contrasted Sunday's bloodshed with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's September 27 UN address when he stated, "We don't believe in terrorism and violence." Lamb said the attack exposed Abbas's duplicity and said it was a despicable, senseless attack. Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubinstein added, "It has not only devastated the families of its victims, but also put at risk the livelihoods of thousands of Palestinians who choose to work with Israelis in a form of peaceful coexistence."
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, before we go, tributes continue to pour from community leaders, from Jewish day schools, for Wendy Burrell, who passed away a few weeks ago.
Yes, she sadly passed away after an illness of cancer at age 65, and the tributes are still coming in. Head of languages at Masada, Orit Jacobson, referred to Burrell, who was principal at the school for 12 years, and before that at Yeshiva College, now Keser Torah College. So Jacobson said Burrell was her best friend and she feels like a part of her has been lost. Wendy will be a real loss to the community, she said. She had a tremendous impact on Jewish education in Australia. She raised the bar and was so professional. She strived to ensure that every child that wanted a Jewish education could be afforded that opportunity.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week. SBS.com.au